Good morning, and welcome again to Studies in the Gospels, a program that is heard each week here at this time on the Gospel Radio Network. My name is Chris McElyea, your host for this program. And on Studies in the Gospels, each week we examine the life of Christ as found in the Gospel accounts of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. At this time, we are studying those events following the resurrection of Jesus Christ and leading up to his ascension. Today, we're going to turn our attention to Luke chapter 24 and verse 34, and also we'll be noticing 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 5 as Jesus appears to Peter. Now I would remind you that this program can also be heard in the replay at 11 p.m. Central Standard Time this evening, and it is posted in the on-demand section of the Gospel Radio Network website in a day or so. And so I hope that you are tuning in to this program and other programs here on TGRN on a regular basis. Now let's go to our text for today, Luke chapter 24 and verse 34, saying, "The Lord is risen indeed and has appeared to Simon." Also, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 5, "And that he was seen by Cephas, then by the 12. The two disciples that Jesus appeared to on the road to Emmaus look back at the last few hours as they had walked with Jesus. In that time together, Jesus had opened the scriptures to them, and their hearts had burned within them as Jesus expounded to them from the Old Testament scriptures. This is certainly a beautiful image for us here. Indeed, our hearts should burn with desire and hunger for the Word of God. Our hearts should be moved to be open and to be receiving of the Word of God. The study of the Scriptures causes our hearts to be moved, and our minds to begin to comprehend the will and the love of God for His creation. Indeed, when we hear it, there should be an excitement within us, an excitement at hearing the word of the Lord when it is taught to us and explained to us. And this was certainly the case with these two disciples that had walked with Jesus to Emmaus. When Jesus left them, it said that the two men left that hour to go back to Jerusalem. And upon their arrival back in Jerusalem, they found the apostles and a number of other disciples gathered together. Excitedly, the gathered group tells these two disciples that Jesus has indeed risen, and that Jesus had also appeared to Simon, whom we know today as Peter. Then, after hearing these words, the two men relate to the entire group all that had happened to them as they had journeyed to Emmaus. These two certainly did not need to hear that Jesus had appeared to Simon, for the Lord had already appeared to them in the Scriptures, and their hearts burned from the faith and the knowledge of the powerful Word of God. We should understand that Jesus speaks to us every day through the pages of inspiration. Jesus speaks to you every day as you soak in the pages of the Scriptures. And hopefully your heart and your mind is moved each time that you read and you examine the words of the Holy Scriptures. What a blessing it is that Jesus speaks to you and me every day when we pick up these Scriptures and read them. These are the powerful words of God that we hold in the pages of our Bibles. These words are the foundation of our faith. My friend, your faith will be great if you will let Jesus teach you from His Scriptures. The Scriptures are all about Jesus. Will you be all about getting to know Him, to know Jesus Christ? Hopefully, we do as Peter charged us to do in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2, to long for the pure spiritual milk of the Word, so that you may grow thereby. Now we want to turn our attention to another appearance, and that is Jesus appears to the apostles without Thomas. Let's go now to John chapter 20 and verses 19 through 23, where we will spend the rest of our time together today. John 20 verses 19 to 23. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." And so Jesus appears now to his disciples. Let's go back to verse 19. Then, the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." So it is now Sunday evening. The disciples have gathered together. The doors are locked because of the fear of the Jews. It is certainly a dangerous thing to be a disciple at that time around Jerusalem. What if you had to consider the possible dangers of almost everything you do? Their fear is exactly why they fled when Jesus was arrested in the garden. Fear is why they fled from the scene of the cross. It is why the doors are locked on this gathering. And while the doors are locked, Jesus appeared to them in the room. Though Jesus appears to them miraculously, he was not a ghost or a spirit. Jesus is in the same body they crucified and buried for 3 days. He still had the scars in his body. Though Jesus' appearing had a miraculous element, he was still the same Jesus. Recall that Jesus had done something similar earlier when the Jews were about to throw him off a cliff. Consider Luke chapter 4, verses 29 and 30. And rose up and thrust him out of the city, and they led him to the brow of the hill on which their city was built, that they might throw him down over the cliff. Then began passing through the midst of them, he went his way. Jesus could do these things because he was God. He is Lord over all creation. Jesus compassionately comforted them immediately upon them seeing him that day. He said, "Peace be with you." Think of the things that Jesus might have said to them if his thought processes were like we tend to think. Instead of "peace be with you," it could have been something like, "What is wrong with you? Why did you desert me? Why are you such failures?" But there was no wrath, anger, or disappointment in the words of the Lord. Indeed, Jesus says, "Peace be with you." Jesus is loving and forgiving and merciful to sinful man. Verse 20, when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus gives them all the evidence that he was truly resurrected. His hands and his side. The disciples, who had not believed in the resurrection, now believed that Jesus was truly risen, and their hearts were made happy. And I'm quite sure they were amazed and overwhelmed. Verse 21, so Jesus said to them again, "Peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." Jesus gives the disciples their commission. This also helps us understand the actions of Jesus in verse 22. There it says, and when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." He breathed on them. They would have the Holy Spirit to assist them. The Holy Spirit would give them the words of God. All Scripture is given by inspiration according to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. It is literally God-breathed. In verse 23, Jesus said, "If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Notice the similarity here to Matthew 16, verses 18 and 19, when they had previously been sent out. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. The apostles were receiving the authority from Jesus to continue his mission. Let us consider for a second what Jesus is telling them in those last couple of verses. The breath of God is pictured in the scripture as giving life. Think Ezekiel 37 and Genesis 2. God breathed into the nostrils of Adam and he was given life. God breathed on the dead bones in Ezekiel's vision and the bones came to life. Jesus is commissioning the apostles with his mission, which will give life to all who hear them and obey them. And so Jesus had appeared to all of the apostles except Thomas. Next week, if the Lord wills, we'll begin by looking as Jesus appears for another time with the apostles, and this time they are all present, including Thomas. I hope you'll tune in. Remember to stay tuned through the day for the programming here on the Gospel Radio Network. Remember, it will be replayed this evening at 11 p.m. Central Standard Time, posted in the on-demand section of the Gospel Radio Network website in a day or so. So until we meet again, this is Chris saying so long, have a great day, and may God bless you.